Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
He sends this text to Roman and Roman screenshots it and sends it to me. He goes, oh shit, surprise is ruined. I was like, son of a bitch.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome everybody to the Calm Down Podcast. You should see me last night. I was singing Carrie Underwood, Sunday Night Football, like it was my job. And Steve goes, why do you know all the words and the dance moves? I'm like, well, Steve, I've known all the words since Faith Hill did this years ago. But like my next live, waiting all day for Sunday night. Anyway.
Can I tell you something we did? You would have loved this. So we
welcome
always
to the Calm Down Podcast, y'all.
Welcome. Always have kind of like after we do a 49ers game, we fly out of San Jose's airport. There's always like a good 3 hours. And it's not the best airport in terms of wanting to watch the Sunday night game, get some food, get some dinner. Mm-hmm. I found a casino 2 minutes away. We went to this casino. We went to dinner in the casino. We had a time. There were all these televisions everywhere. Everyone in the casino were huge Cowboys fans because obviously they were 49ers fans and they wanted the Cowboys to win so they can move up. And so it was just, they had a menu like the Cheesecake Factory. It was actually American and Asian flair. We were ordering margaritas, having a time, and people were like
Asian
in the
flair with margaritas.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were going, here we go. It was so much fun. And our flight kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed. We were like, we'll have another round. It was so much fun.
Wait, I need to break this down because as a gal that used to go to San Jose once a week for Yahoo Sports, every Wednesday, I would fly in there. I know that airport like the back of my hand. There's the Gordon Biersch. There's a small little Mexican restaurant. Yeah. And that's it. Like, there's nothing else going on. Or else I'm at the Hudson News eating licorice and Doritos. Like, there's not a lot happening there.
Yep.
But shout out to San Jose Airport because it is small and can easily be navigated. Didn't know there was a casino. That could have been trouble for a gal like me had I known about it. Good for you for always finding
away,
the hot
had
spot.
A time. Had some chicken teriyaki, had some dim sum, had a lovely glass of tequila. And I mean, we were just having the greatest
That's
time.
That's a lot of flavors. Good for you. Here's my question, though. How do you trust the delays? Because I don't trust the delay. Like if the app's like, oh, you're delayed another 20 minutes, but then they all, like could move it up. And now you're not in the airport. Like that's really dicey.
You know why? I'm checking to see where the plane is. Plane hasn't even landed. That's one more drink. We're fine.
Wow.
None of us were checking a bag.
Location, location.
Plus, like, once you get like a couple cocktails in you, you start getting some liquid courage. Good. You're like, I'm fine. I'm going to be able to get through this TSA in no time. Then I got to update my clear. We're doing a new identity. No, I don't have time for this. I got to get one more drink before I get on the plane. It was
How about the constant ID check I get? Well, not so much anymore because I'm TSA
Same with Kevin.
But I used to always get the
And don't call it random because you're checking my ID every single time because I'm flying every week and now we're checking the ID. You should give me a prize. I should have like a frequent, not flyer number, but I should get like a buy five drinks, get one free kind of a thing. Ooh. You know, when you used to get those puncher, the whole things as a former drive-through barista gal in Seattle, you guys know what I'm talking about. Those punch cards. Wow. When you filled them up, you got so excited. You're like, I get a free mocha freeze. Well, ooh, guys, look, we have a lot to discuss. On mocha freeze? It's like a frappuccino. Oof. What's wrong with that? When was the last time? You're not into that?
I know. I can't. My stomach. I can't have way too many creamy things. That's crazy. Mm. But yet I can mix chicken teriyaki, dim sum, and margaritas. At a casino.
That's a lot of Flava Flav.
Okay, Samantha, our waitress, she was phenomenal. Here we go.
I love that. I love that it's become a thing, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so cute.
It's really
okay
cute.
For those of you guys that didn't hear the pregame this week, there's a connection there. I'll circle it back to Dak. Had a great commercial that Aaron wants us to all go watch. Brings awareness to colon cancer. So if you guys haven't seen that, or if you have thoughts about
go Dak.
Yay, Dak. Also, how about them Cowboys? Good for them. I'm going to tell you what. As someone, you've seen this team a lot more than I have, but since it's recency, not bias, just recent memory, a couple weeks ago watching that team, they have got that swag that I don't know if anyone's seen for a while. They like believe they can win any game. They are like playing like they get that early lead and then they just fly around. That defense flies around. I don't know. They're looking good.
So do those 49ers. I'll tell you what.
So do the 49ers. Jesus. Same thing. You've had them 2 weeks in a row. So let's dive into that real quick because the game that I had was Pittsburgh and the Patriots, Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots. And I'm sorry, I just got to say this. If I'm a Steelers fan, I am livid. Livid. I am in a division that I was in the playoff conversation, even though I had no business being in a playoff conversation. And I lose back-to-back weeks to two win teams, between the Arizona Cardinals and the New England Patriots. I'm furious. I'm in a division where the backup quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals gets hurt. So I'm like, ooh, not that you want ever anyone to get hurt, but I'm like, well, now I can win games against the Cincinnati Bengals because Joe Burrow's on the sidelines, even though Jake Browning's looked decent, but we get it. Follow along. Then I'm also like, okay, Deshaun Watson goes down. Now that's easier to beat the Browns team. Like, you wet the bed. If I'm a Steelers fan, I'm livid. And if I'm a Patriots fan, I'm livid because now I got another win, which doesn't even matter. I want a draft pick that's a higher pick. This is not good. Not good. Anyways, that was my experience on Thursday night. Yes. So you
had... How cold was it? Because you made it look really good and it seemed like it was freezing. You looked fabulous.
Oh my God. I thought it was going to be iceberg central. No. It was not. It was warm. I was like, I went and bought this scarf and I was like, I don't need this scarf. By the time the post game came around, gloves were off, scarves were off, and all bets were off. Okay. Whoa. So you had Seattle and San Francisco, your cute Trent Williams interview, which we've always talked about how much we like him, you in particular. Shout out to offensive linemen. Aaron loves offensive linemen.
Love.
Tell us about that game other than your post game celebration.
At the casino. That game was interesting because Kyle had said to us, Kyle Shanahan, that he was a little concerned because they were so emotionally spent after the Eagles game. But because they spoke about it a lot, he knew that the team was really conscious. I give that report. Christian McCaffrey runs for 75 yards.
Yeah.
And then Kevin was so great. He goes, I don't think an Aaron Andrews report has been answered this quickly. It was phenomenal. So good. But then obviously Geno Smith, and I know you had such a nice interview with him in the offseason. He wanted so badly to play. He was out there at 9:30. Yeah. He was warming up. He was so gracious to speak with us on the field before. How could you not love him? He just has a heart of gold. He wants to play for his city. He wants to play for the team. I was bummed out. But Drew Lock, I thought, came in and played really well. He did.
I did too. Had a lot of confidence. And that was a game until third quarter. And then, of course, San Francisco does what they do and broke that thing open. But I was happy watching them first half. I was like, okay, hold your own, gents. This isn't the Seahawks year. They've got to shore up some stuff. But there's a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. And I'm excited to see what they do. That's just that division stuff. Oh, my God. And I thought that Rams game, I thought they were going to pull it out against Baltimore. That was a crazy game.
I'm like, you gotta be freaking
kidding me. It was back and forth and back and forth. And then Puka had this ridiculous catch. And then Kyren Williams was like running wild. And then Cooper Kupp had a ridiculous catch. And I was like, oh my God, they're actually going to pull this off. And then we're in an overtime and the punt returned for a touchdown. And I was like, if I'm on that Rams team, I am like,
I'm watching it right now. I haven't seen this yet.
That is how it ends. Like, oh, and then you've got that flight back from Baltimore. So
anyways, can I say something quick about our game real fast? Really interesting.
Do whatever you want.
Talked about how great the Cowboys were. I was so excited and I love it because people ask us a lot of behind the scenes things about our games and everything. And we've obviously talked about, you know, you're friends with Andrew Whitworth. He's a dream. I love Trent Williams. I do love all offensive linemen. I try to talk to them quite a bit. They have so much insight.
Kelsey.
They're so smart. Yes. Lane Johnson, beast. They just don't, they're so unappreciated for what they do. And it was really cool during our broadcast because we were talking about McCaffrey running on the left side and Brock Purdy had given me such great quotes about just how much magic that left side is because you have Trent Williams holding down guys like they're high schoolers. And like, you know, he goes, I always know when the ball's going to the left side, we're going to run it. We're going to get 8 to 10 yards and it's going to be great. And it was just a real cool conversation. Yeah. Conversation that we had in our broadcast. And then, you know, Debo's having a great game. Christian's having a great game. Brock's having a great game. How about this? Brock career high in pass yards, 49ers over 500 total yards of offense for the first time all season. Here's another one. 49ers had 300 yard passer, 100 yard rusher, and two 100 yard receivers yesterday for the first time since Super Bowl 47. So I was like, you know what? I have talked to all these guys. The one guy we never get to hear from who does a shitload of work, unsung hero. Gronk said it on our studio show. He's probably one of the best players in football, maybe one of the like the best player in football. Trent Williams. Friggin' love him. Just answers things so thoughtfully, has such a great swagger vibe to him. I was like, I said to PR, they go, who do you want? And I said, can I have 71? And they said, yes. And I was like, do you think he'll do it? And they were like, he would love to. It was awesome to give those guys some love.
Anyone that doesn't know the specifics of an offensive line, so obviously, you know, they're on offense, the name will tell you that. But the specific position of a left tackle is to protect, if you have a right-handed quarterback, protect your quarterback's blind side. And there's no more important position on the field until that person's not there. Donovan Smith for Patrick Mahomes wasn't playing last night, his left tackle. It's like, you just don't realize. And I know that like Andrew and I have had a lot of conversations about this, how important that position is, especially for the quarterback until they're absent. And then you're like, oh, okay. So good on you for shining a much needed spotlight on the silverback.
Yeah,
that he is. He is, I think that's the name of his jet.
I want him on this podcast so bad. He's such an interesting guy. He, you know what's awesome too about him? He talks about his sleepless nights. He's like, I don't sleep the night before games. I can't. He studies so late at night. He just like in 14 years, he's still going at it the way he always did. And I would love to have Big 71 on our show. I love him so much.
Yeah, there's some good guys. Like even like watching that Dallas game and Fletcher Cox still doing it. And Brandon Graham. I mean, these guys have just been doing it at such a high level for such a long time.
Yep. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so I'm headed to Vegas this week. I'm very busy. I'm upset. I was hoping that you were also going to be there for a fun event, but you have a life and other things to do. So unfortunately, you're not coming. But you're headed to Buffalo, and I know you're really excited about this. Yeah, you don't get a lot of firsts. We spoke about it a little bit on the pregame, but you're going to have a great time. Those fans are ready.
I'm really excited.
That's a great game, too, you have.
It's a massive game. Dallas at Buffalo. Mm-hmm. No snow, but you never know what could happen. The last time my only game I've ever done in Buffalo was during COVID, so there were no fans. It was like they were trying to fit it in.
Which is so crazy.
Crazy. And that game that we had, listen to this day, or these 3 days that we had. We had Sunday. It was Rodgers at Bucks, which was insane. That was the game that I think Aaron was sacked 5 times. Then we all got on Troy's plane. We flew right to Buffalo from Tampa because our game had been canceled several times. It was a Thursday night game. Somebody came down with COVID. So it got canceled and pushed to a Monday at like 3. So it wouldn't compete with Monday night football. We had Mahomes at Josh Allen at 3:00, pouring rain, Jesus. No fans. We were wearing masks. It sucked. And I didn't even get to meet Josh Allen. And then from there, we flew to Philadelphia for Thursday night for Giants at Philly. It was crazy.
Oh my God. When you think about that schedule that you used to have too, where you're doing 2 games and like, yeah, I do 2 shows, but that's different than doing 2 games because my Sunday show preps me and staying all day for the highlights preps me for the next week. Like sitting there, oh my God, that Raiders Vikings game where there was no score. The final score was 3-0. There was every time I went to go take a game break into the Raiders from your guys' game, which there was a lot of scoring.
Yeah.
Poor Kevin Kugler and Mark Sanchez were like, oh, here's Carissa again with some more scoring. What do you got? Because they had no offense. And they like, I was like, sorry. I mean, I literally had to say at one point in the highlight, I was like, sorry, guys. Like, whatever. They're so cute. But anyways, Vegas is going to be fun.
It's going to be great.
It's still a divisional game.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of stuff that those two teams are working through. Curious about the coaching position with the Chargers. That's been a big question mark for a while. But again, that's above my pay grade. Anyways, so a lot of football left to play. A lot of fun storylines. This is week 15, sister. We are checking them off.
Remember?
And I can't wait to watch your game.
I know. I'm so excited. So like I said, I've never met Josh Allen before, even at like other events and stuff. I think that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I remember your first sit down you did with him and he told you he threw up before games and we were like, what? Who is this guy? I'm really excited to meet him.
Pre-game rituals. And he goes, I throw up before every game. And I'm like, it like dated back to college. Yeah, it was. And then he's like, other guys started to do it too. I wonder if he still does that.
I know. I'll ask him for you. Hey, Carissa wants to know, do you still puke?
Yeah, she says hi. And do you still throw up? He also, he's really close with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm bummed that Josh didn't extend the invite for the party at his house after the game we were, because it was so late. By the time we got off set with them, he's like, what time is it? I'm like, it's 12:30.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I remember that.
There was no post-game party there, but Ryan ended up going over there anyways. But I heard Josh has a putting green, like a great setup there in Buffalo. Good on you, Josh. Cute. But wait, what else was I going to say? I don't know. I'm excited for your game, and it's like, this is coming down to crunch time. That finish to the, we won't get into it too much because by the time this airs, it'll be, you know, a mute point, but that crazy ending to the Chiefs game and all the things. So this is where it all gets good. All right. We also have other things to talk about on this podcast. We don't just talk about football, but you know, tis the season.
We love it.
Our focus is on the NFL. Okay. A couple things I want to talk about because it also is the holiday season and we are 2 weeks away from Christmas as of recording this podcast on a Monday, December 11th. So 2 weeks, I don't know what to get Steve. I'm spending so much money at the ranch and like other things that like just are sucking of my funds out of. And I'm like, yes. I don't need to, babe.
I'm
love
in the
you,
same
but like,
boat.
I'm also like, we're at that point, like adults, like if you want to buy each other something, you do it throughout the year. And it's not like, okay, I need to have some grand present. So
we had that talk. We did.
Did you?
Yeah, we're dealing with getting new nannies. We're dealing with getting the nanny car. We're
It's expensive.
It's so expensive. And I think my husband was like, great, no big gifts. Perfect. Here are your Bombas socks.
I know. And then, but here's what happens. So Steve, and you know this because I've been skiing with you and I hate it. It's not my, I shouldn't say that. Not that I hate it. I used to really like it when I was younger and I didn't ski for a long time. So when I got back up on the mountain with you, if anyone recalls this podcast from a couple years ago, it was a disaster. Like I thought
I was very
peekaboo street. And I thought I was going to just fly down that mountain all cute and da da da. And I was sliding down the mountain, not flying down the mountain because it was awful. And then the last time we went this past winter, I was like, oh, maybe I'm gonna like it more now. Ken and I were like, Kendra, Aaron's sister and I, we did a couple runs and we're like, meh, we're over it. Went and had our freaking Moscow mules and had a great time. Meanwhile, you and Steve, double black diamonds, just flying around.
That's not true.
So I'm like, since we're not doing our ski trip this year, because you're always so generous, I was like, I gotta send this guy on a ski trip because it's his favorite thing to do. He loves snowboarding.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm not doing it. So I text his friend Roman, who I adore. And I was like, hey, Roman, here's the deal. I'm going to send Steve and you on this ski trip. But I was like, what are you taking a picture of? What are you
Something
doing?
Something I'm going
to send you. She gets distracted either. I said, I'm going to send you guys on this ski trip. And he goes, oh my God, that's such a good idea, because he was just saying how he wanted to go. I'm like, great. So I'm going to surprise him with this gift. I'm going to send you guys there. I'm going to put you up in a hotel. And then here's your 2 days of skiing.
That's so nice. Present. You do have an idea. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had an idea and I was ready. And I love a surprise. Now, you know, I'm also really bad at keeping surprises, because when I buy someone a gift that I'm really excited about,
yes,
I like
tell
show
them.
You.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying. Like, I buy something for you and I get so excited, I can't wait. I'm like, look at what I just got you. And you're like, bitch, what? That defeats the whole purpose. Okay. So I was going to be really good. And I was going to, you know, print up the whole itinerary and wrap it up in a little box and just have my one present under the tree for him. And it was going to be cute, cute, cute. On Christmas, he's going to open it and be so excited. Okay. So I was so excited to surprise Steve. And then the problem is, when entering Steve's information into the hotel, well, guess what the hotel did, which I've got a real bone to pick with this hotel in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, because you shouldn't be sending automated texts out without me checking a box that said I want automated texts sent out. So guess what Steve Kandari got? We'd like to welcome you to this hotel. We're so excited for you to come stay at this hotel. He screenshot. He sends this text to Roman, and Roman screenshots it and sends it to me. He goes, "Oh shit! Surprise is ruined." I was like, "Son of a bitch! Why is this hotel sending out push notifications without me authorizing it? That is a bad move." So, if any hotels or hospitality people out there, you should to authorize that. So then I'm like, fuck. And so I was like, well, Steve, Merry Christmas. It's ruined. And he's like,
it's
no,
a great
it's not
present,
ruined.
Though, Carissa. That's so,
I know, but for once in my life, I wanted it to be a surprise and it was ruined. So anyways,
you tell people what you're getting them.
I know. And I was trying to be like so good about that. But anyways, that let it be a little cautionary tale for anyone that's looking to, I don't know, maybe get engaged. Wonder if like it was like a proposal, like then it's ruined. This one is fine. It happens, whatever. But like, let's not be sending out text messages with people's itinerary without authorizing it. Hotels.
That's okay. Crazy, but that's such a good gift. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you on holiday shopping? Did I talk to you on Friday? I was texting you. You had put it out in the universe that you went to the mall. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I need to go to the mall. So Friday, before I leave for San Francisco, I was like, I need to go. I need to get stuff done. You're absolutely right. When you go into the mall, ideas start flooding your head. So I feel like I'm pretty good. But the worst happened on Friday. I'm like, Jared had a thing to go to that night. So remember we called each other.
Oh yeah. Ended up, by the way, and I looked down at my phone and an hour and a half and two bottles of wine later, you and I were talking.
That was so fun.
I look in the morning. It was so fun.
But I decided to go to the mall because he had something to do. Women can understand this. Men cannot, except for when you have a woman, you're not alive. Doubled over with the most horrific leg numbing cramps I could have, where I should have been in bed with a heating pad just getting ready for my game, and I've got to gut through this like old Saint Nick, who apparently has menstrual cramps. on his sleigh with his reindeer and get there. I mean, there wasn't even a point where Jarrett called me and I was like, I need to turn around. I said, my whole body is pulsating and I'm sweating and it's so unfair.
Anyways, got to the mall, got some stuff done.
Oh, horrific. But I got some stuff done. I have a whole bunch of ones to like, gifts to kind of tackle tonight. But like, this is kind of it for us because we're gone. I mean, it's just nuts in terms of our travel and not being home. We miss a ton of time. It's stressful.
I did bought a bunch of extra, and any of my friends that listen to this podcast, this is actually a test. Let's see if you listen to the podcast. I used to tell you what I used to do on voicemails. I would leave a voicemail and then I'd leave a code word at the end of the voicemail. I'd be like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and code word is kitty cat. And so when someone's like, oh, I got your voicemail, I'm like, oh, did you? And what was the code word? They're like, what? And I was like, ha ha, you didn't listen to the voicemail. I tricked you. There's a code word. You weren't listening. So when people say like, oh yeah, I listened to the podcast. Well, let's find out how many of my friends, our friends, listen to the podcast. So I end up buying, I went into Diptyque. Fine, I'm just going to tell you your presents. You got a lot of Diptyque candles because you sent me that picture of all those Diptyque candles that you love.
You sent one over with the housekeeper.
Oh, that was just the holiday one. That was just the holiday one.
Aren't those candles everything? Can we please get a deal with them?
I'm putting this out there. Diptyque, it's wax and it smells amazing and it's so ridiculous good. How much ridiculous. Money I'm willing to spend on these candles, but it makes me happy and it is a gluttonous item and it is luxury. And I walked into the new store on Larchmont Village and I must have purchased every, and Michael who worked there, you sweet little angel. He's like, have you seen this? And I was like, nope, I'll take that. And
Larchmont?
Larchmont is over, like you're going to go to the Grove, but a little bit further, like off Melrose.
Oh, it God, you is went adorable really out there.
Over there. You know, I'm just out about town, Galvo town. So I purchased way more than I needed to, but you always got to get the auxiliary gift because you never know that one time when someone's like, oh, I got you the gift. And you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot.
Me too.
So what I like to do, I like to carry extra little gifts in the car. So if you're somewhere, it's like, oh God, yours is in the car. Let me go run out and get it. And then have extra cards. And then you write the card real quick in the car. Fine. Everything's fine. So auxiliary gifts are things that I also bought. Lip glosses are a great auxiliary gift.
Oh, yeah. A little bow around patches, that. Just, I need more actually this week.
Perfect. Perfect. So those are good. Love. And then by the time this airs, these boys won't even know about it. I was trying to think, because we work with all these guys and I was like, God, what if these guys don't want anything? But I'm like, I got to do something. So shout out to the Palms. This is not an ad. They are just so generous because of my connections with Extra. The Palms is giving me the hardwood suite on Thursday. So I'm surprising the guys again.
Cute.
It's not blowing the surprise because this airs on Thursday and I was waiting all day today for this box of sweatshirts to arrive because I was tracking it and kept refreshing and kept refreshing. And you know that move where it says delivered between 8:30 and 12:30, but it's never going to be the 8:30 side. It's always going to be the 12:30. It's probably going to be the 1:30 because there's traffic and the truck broke down. So now we're looking at 3:30 and now it's actually going to be tomorrow. Thank God this box came on time. So then Steve, being a dream, dropped it off the place. I'm putting all the boys' names on the back of the sweatshirts with their football number. And in the hardwood suite, I'm going to put the sweatshirts in the little lockers and it's going to be adorable. And I can't wait. So that's what I got the boys for a surprise. Because I'm like, what else am I going to get
these boys? The bowling one? The bowling suite?
The basketball one. The basketball one.
Great.
Yeah. And they have these cute little lockers at the Palms. So I'm putting their sweatshirts in there. And what I did is I got together with my producer and I said, lie and say that you're having the production meeting there. And then we open the doors and it's a party. So I can't wait. I hope it all goes off without a hitch, but who knows? Hitch, what a great movie, that movie. Don't you remember that movie? Will Smith, Eva Mendez. What? You never seen Hitch?
No. Hey, I've got some good suggestions for people that are looking for Christmas gifts. We got a special box and we love small businesses.
We do.
We got a special box. We're going to send you yours. It's from Box Fox. It's gifting made modern with a human touch. It basically was founded and funded by three women, Jenny, Chelsea, and Sabina. And they are owner incorporated and self-funded, and these are basically our team hand packs your picks to perfection, tops them with a handwritten note, and ships them straight to the door. All right, I'm gonna open
our that's so cute. I love that. I love supporting local businesses, female businesses. Erin and I both have a female business of our own, so I love supporting other women. Box Fox.
And it comes in a cute little box. And you hand pick it. I guess you hand pick out what you want to give them. A nice little notebook. Oh, what a great
idea.
How cute. Let's see what else is in
fantastic.
Here.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, a cutie little hoodie. Or, sorry,
those
two.
Of you that are listening, that's a little beanie and notebook. Oh, my God, for Matt. Roni? I can't take it. It's a striped
Maybe
onesie
this is
that's
for Roni
a doorbell.
Too. I don't know. Cute for Howie, a little gift. It's a little Starbucks snickerdoodle
sweet.
Frappuccino. A little nice little blankie.
Oh my God, what a great idea this is.
Socks?
So you get to go through and probably just customize it to whoever you're sending it to. That's a great idea. And by the way, so
and a candle.
Such a smart thing, because then you don't have to go and grab all these gifts from 10 different places. One-stop shopping. Awesome. So Box Fox, I wonder if they have a, I'd love to promote their website. Does it say anything on there?
Shopboxfox.com, and they're also at Shopbox, and it's your go-to for gifting. And the card says, for Fox sakes, Aaron, enjoy these goodies curated just for you. Your fam, I really hope the onesie fits. If you ever need anything, let us know. Cute.
Come on, that's too cute. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going right online to order some of those for some of the gals and the guys at Fox. How cute is that going to be? Synergy.
I love it.
Right
Ooh.
There. Well, this Adorable. Is just too good. I love that. Thank you guys
too
so much
cute.
For sending that over. I can't wait to open mine and see what fun stuff is in there. That's very generous and sweet.
Adorable.
Have you ever given Howie
Ooh,
a puppuccino?
And a pen for my notepad. What? The puppuccino? A guy
Have you ever
attacks
done that?
Anyone in the streets with a Starbucks cup because all he thinks is it's a puppuccino for him. He also knows how to walk there. Guy's psycho. Hermosa Howie. Yeah. Crazy pants.
Hermosa Howie. That is funny. You're twirling around in the stroller, Aaron, because I will text her incessantly if she doesn't send videos or updated pictures of Howie or Mac on the regular. So you sent a barrage from the other night. I may or may not, like you and I did with the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce post-concert reunion, watching it 700 times. I may or may not have watched my Howie Mac videos 100 times, but it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
The reason I bring up puppuccino is because that little stuffed animal reminded me of it. Who started who was the first person that was like, hey, you know what we should give? A dog some whipped cream and he'll love it. They call it a puppuccino. It is adorable.
But they've
adorable.
Gotten really small with the servings, which I
well,
got an 80 pound golden retriever.
Starbucks.
Can we make
Come
this
on.
In an extra large?
Let's put it in a Venti, huh? We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Love.
We have, so recapping, Erin's got a fantastic game. She's got Buffalo and Dallas in Buffalo. Can't wait to hear all about that. I'm headed to Vegas for all of you AFC West people. Let's see, what else do we have? Holiday shopping, send in. What I would love if you guys would send in, because for those last minute gifts, that you can get like overnight or like good gift ideas in case you do run out of time, send those in to us and then continue to send in questions, comments, and concern for our pregame. We love you all very much. And may I just say, I know we kind of went on a rant before about like the parking lot and whatnot, but like just be nice, be kind. And it's like, there's so much negative, and I know that seems cliche and whatever, but like, just be nice. Take a little extra time. Like earlier today, I was at HomeGoods and this woman was like losing her shit at the register. And like the poor woman, she's like the holiday seasonal worker. And she's doing the best she can. Like, I know I lose my patience sometimes too, but like, just give it a beat. And hope that everyone's doing the best they can, because being kind is always cool. That's my after school special PSA. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
Love you.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.